Life Audio.
A Prayer to Follow God's Word, Not Our Hearts, by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2-3. After lovingly warning a friend of the dangers of a particular false teacher she was going to see at a conference, she got offended with me and said something along the lines of, "I have the Holy Spirit. Don't you think I'll be able to discern or sense his conviction if something's not right?" In this instance, my friend was putting an emphasis on what she believed the Holy Spirit was telling her by how it made her feel at the time. Friends, we can't rely on our feelings to always accurately direct us. Since we can't fully depend on our feelings to determine if something is sinful or not, we also can't depend on our feelings to determine if something is true or false either. Studying the Bible is how our mind is renewed and how we're sanctified as believers. We must search the Scriptures to be able to learn how to walk in God's ways. Regarding discernment, are you testing what you hear people say about God against what He says about Himself in the Word? That's where we gain knowledge to be able to test all things and judge righteously. We must make sure everything we're hearing preached in the name of Christ lines up with His holy written word. Friends, if we're just to depend on feelings, I'd be wrong quite a lot. As believers, we don't sense it in our spirit. That's called human intuition. We don't rely on intuition. We walk in the Spirit. And the Spirit will use the Bible to light our path and show us how to walk in righteousness. Unless you're testing what the Holy Spirit is guiding you into by God's holy word, you can't be certain you aren't being misled by Satan. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 says, "Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it's no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness." Let's stand firm upon God's word, asking the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth that transforms us day by day into the image of Christ. Let's pray. Father, although we live in the world as believers, we're not of the world. The culture around us wants us to rely on our feelings, to follow our hearts. But your ways are higher. And you call us to follow your word and walk in the Spirit. Help us to seek truth in your word, where true transformation of our mind begins. Spirit, we pray you would help us to lean not on our own understanding, but fill us and guide us to truth, that we would trust the Father in all of our ways. We long to say no to being conformed to the world and yes to being conformed to the image of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. In his great name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement Podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.